How to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today, talking drought with Michael Kelsey of the Nebraska Cattlemen right after this. Neighbor, if you're in the beef cattle business and not a member of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, my question to you is, why not? You know, OCA has been representing cattle producers and their families in Oklahoma City and Washington for over a half a century. Their 60th annual convention and trade show happened this summer in Midwest City. They're member-owned and member-driven. OCA has a weekly email update available for their members. You can visit okcattleman.org for more information. OCA, riding for your brand. Michael Kelsey is a native Oklahoman, and he's currently the executive director of the Nebraska Cattlemen. Had the opportunity to catch up with him here in Denver at the summer cattle industry meetings and talk with him about drought conditions right now in the Cornhusker State.
We're seeing a lot of different management tactics to try to mitigate drought. We're in dire straits in Nebraska. A lot of our cattle producers, for instance, in our cow-calf industry, we're already starting to see marketing of calves that traditionally wouldn't have been done for another 2 months, perhaps, or three. We're seeing cows that are being moved to different areas to try to take advantage of some forages that we were kind of trying to hold on to until later in the fall. Of course, we're already starting to feed winter resources such as hay and some of those things. And then, and this is the saddest of all, is we're starting to see those cattle being liquidated. In our part of the world, normally during the summer, a livestock market might run every other week. It's just a function of where we are in the country and so forth. That's not the case this year. We're seeing those markets run every week to offer an opportunity for cattlemen to, if they need to move some of those cows and so forth. And so we're seeing that, and that's not good news.
As far as your beef cow herd, what sort of liquidation we've seen so far?
That's a great question. And we're not sure what the number is yet because we're seeing so many different types of movement. As I mentioned earlier, again, not only selling cattle, but also just moving cattle. So we're trying to understand what those numbers are. We do know this, that cattle are being sold, so that a downsizing of our herd is happening in Nebraska. And so we need to get on a handle of what those numbers are, and we hope to get that done within the next couple of months.
At this point, I know, of course, a year ago, as you mentioned, you had much better conditions. You had a lot of hay. A lot of hay obviously went south to Oklahoma and Texas. What sort of shape are you in for this fall for you folks?
That's a great question, and it's looking pretty serious. And the primary reason is because we're having to start feeding so much earlier. So it's not that we don't have any hay. We do have some. But we're, as you know, all cattlemen love to have that reserve, that bank of forage just in case. Well, when you start feeding it this early, and our hay crop this year was a lot smaller than what it traditionally is, never mind what it was last year, really put some stress on us to try to make some decisions now before we get into a worse bind. For instance, I'm starting to already feed my hay. I'm going to go ahead and start culling some cows too because I just don't know how bad this winter is going to be, in addition to how bad the drought is. And so it's trying to be as proactive as possible, which we're seeing a lot of our members do, and to try to get ahead of this and stay ahead of it so that we can keep in the business next year.
I know that obviously you've got ethanol plants in your state, and I know that dry distillers grains are one of those things that a lot of your cattle producers take advantage of. Are those supplies starting to dry up a little bit? I know there's been some scaling back of some ethanol production.
That's a great question, Ron, and that's exactly what we're seeing happen. The corn crop in Nebraska is, because we can irrigate, it looks fairly good. Now, the dry land crop obviously is in terrible shape. Irrigated is again, it kind of depends on where you're at. We've had some spotty rains and so forth. Now, I don't anticipate the irrigated crop to be as exceptional as it has been. But again, because we can irrigate, we will still have a corn crop in Nebraska. Now, the rest of the Corn Belt's a whole different situation. I think it is a great question. But so we're seeing corn being really challenged in Nebraska. Ethanol plants have started to offline. And what's interesting, Ron, is the ones we've talked to don't have a startup date on their calendar. And what I mean by that is in the past, a lot of times an ethanol plant might go offline for a month to fix some things, to clean out the pipes, if you will, and do some of those necessary maintenance repairs. But they always had a startup date, a date on the calendar that said, we're going to start up by this date. A lot of them don't have that right now. And so we're trying to figure out what does that mean as far as distiller supply. We're already starting to see that supply dry up, become harder to get a hold of. Never mind just the inconsistency of now I have to go to a different plant or try to get it from a different source, or and the challenges of dealing with that. And so tremendous challenges there, and those are going to have long-term, we hope not, but we think detrimental effects in terms of our feeding industry.
And obviously, your feedlot guys do not like to keep shifting these feed ingredients.
That's a great point. We can do it, but it's difficult to do, and to go back and forth in one forage or one feed source to the next. And I should mention, too, feedlots need forages, and that is a challenge right now, as we've already talked about with cow-calf producers, but it's also a challenge for feeders. Now, in the fall, when the corn stalks come in place, forages will hopefully be alleviated a little bit for our feeders, but what's the energy source? What's the in terms of corn or distillers and so forth. So a lot of challenges that we're going to have ahead of us. And what we're telling our folks up in Nebraska, especially some of our key influencers, our political leaders and so forth, is if we continue to see this in Nebraska as what you've seen in Oklahoma and Texas, these have long-term effects. When agriculture is the number one industry in Nebraska, and it downsizes as much as we're seeing, that's a 2-3-4 year effect economically on the state. And as you well know in Oklahoma, I'm sure you're seeing that. Even though the had a terrible drought last year, this year looks a little better from what we understand. You're still seeing some of those detrimental effects, and you will for several years.
Executive Director of the Nebraska Cattlemen, Michael Kelsey, talking with us at the Summer Cattle Conference here in Denver for the cattle industry for 2012. That's your Beef Buzz on the Oklahoma Farm Report. I'm Ron Hayes.